This is the observatory up at Mount Burnett. Well, for those that don't know where it is, it's up in the Dandenong Ranges, about a 40-minute drive from Monash University, and sort of rolling hills and paddocks, and there's state forest and a few other things there. The position of it is that there's a dam to the east of the observatory itself, and from the dam there's a wall there, and further right is the observatory building. This is what we call the Chook House or Chook Shed, which the main telescope is in here, the 18-inch, and here is the 10-inch. Then from the Chook House there's the log cabin, which used to serve as the observer's quarter and now is a meeting hall. And you can read there that this was established for Monash University back in 1972. And from the archives, it was established as a station for Monash University for students to do some of their PhD work on. And this was when it was dedicated back in 1972. This is the original instrument that was in there, a 16-inch, and here it is in the dome. But when we rediscovered Mount Burnett in 2010-2011, Ray Schmidt and Barry, I think, both had Barry Cleland had an idea that Monash University wanted to see the observatory, the buildings and the instrumentation to the ASV, basically, we found out in the long run. We went up and had a look. This was in the winter of 2011. A subcommittee was established. Inside the Chook House, things did not look very good. I mean, lots of rust, lots of stuff. It was not in a good state of repair. There's the interior of the large dome, the telescope. You can see cobwebs and dust, and the mirror needed a fair bit of work. There was a subcommittee established of Barry, Ray Schmidt, myself and Ken Beard, and with some assistance from other people, we established an open day so that council members and other interested ASV people could go up and have a look at it and see what they made of it. Without going into the details, there was strong debate and it raged for a long time on council. And when the vote was taken, the decision to go ahead and take on the observatory was lost. The motion was lost by about 4 votes in the end, and so the ASV didn't take it over. At that point, things took a bit of a different turn, because the result was going to be that if the ASV didn't want it, then it would revert, the university would give it back to the landowners, and it was going to be either razed to the ground or made an alpaca mill farm, because they have alpacas there nearby. Either way, the telescope was heading for the tip. Now, the subcommittee at that point decided that this was too valuable a commodity to the astronomical community in Victoria to let go to such a fate. And after a lot of emails, a lot of talking between the landowners, Monash University, ourselves, we decided that we would give it a try in saving this observatory ourselves. We formed an incorporated association with the inclusion of one extra person at that stage, which was James Murray, who was an ex-Monash lecturer, and he lived nearby in the hills. And also Alfred Klink came on board towards the end, and sinking our own money into it, we each of us put a few hundred dollars in at that point. not knowing whether we would actually ever get our money back, because we didn't know whether we'd be able to attract people to become members of the facility. We signed a lease beginning from the 1st of December 2011, and we went about trying to get the place established in the local community, and we got front pages on some of the local press in the area. I wrote about it in my regular column in The Age. On the radio, we managed to get some airtime there. We also were about to get some time on the ABC News, except on the day that they were coming up, and I was running up there to meet them, they were going to land the helicopter in the car park or in one of the paddocks nearby, but there was an almighty smash somewhere down near Moe, where a number of people's lives were in danger, and we got bumped and didn't get airtime on the ABC News. But there was a lot of work to be done. Working bees were plentiful almost every weekend, sometimes during the week as well, and that's Ursula Klink doing a bit of work. And I'm not trying to say that the women did most of the work here, by the way, it's not true. The men did an awful lot of work. And just before Christmas, we had an open day. And by the end of that open day, we'd picked up about 30 members just on that day, which was a fantastic result. And here, Cynthia Smith, some of you may have known earlier in a different guise as David Smith, was a very, very strong supporter of the observatory, because she lived nearby and was running a little science group as well herself. We did work on the telescope during this time. We got the mirror re-illuminized. We managed to get that for nothing. So because we didn't have any money, unlike when we were part of the ASV, we had to try and do it as quickly and with using as much of other people's money as we possibly could. The dome goes around by the use of that crankshaft, and after the open day, we had a grand opening in January 2012. I think it was about the 19th or 20th or something like that. Was it that or 24th? Yep, okay. And it was a little bit like a village fete sort of ambience, and 150 people turned up, and we realised early on that if you can put on a free sausage sizzle, 150 people will turn up. And so the barbecues were going in the chook shed, and everyone was happy to have a free snag and everything else that went with it. And the atmosphere continued through the afternoon. So we had people from near and far, and the observatory, as the evening got darker, of course, as happens at these times, the weather doesn't play the game, so we couldn't look through the telescope. But it looked suitably imposing and impressive for everybody there. And we had we invited the local Cardinianshire mayor to open, but unfortunately he wasn't well, and one of the other councillors did the deed and cut the ribbon, and we officially declared Mount Burnett Observatory open. Without any money, we got smart, as I said. We tried to use everybody else's money, and lots of approaches were made for grants, and we got a lot. We got money from Bendigo Bank, about $5,000, which meant that we could buy 5 Dobsonian telescopes, 10 and 8 inch for the memberships. We managed to get on side with Bunnings and their program to help community associations. And one day, about 30 or 35 of them appeared, and boy, did they go to work. They painted the building in and out. They dug trenches and guttering to keep the water out of the place. They fitted new fittings inside the log cabin. This is what it used to look like before, and looking down the same end, that's what it looked like afterwards, up that end with nice new table and storage areas. This is what the kitchen area used to look like beforehand. Here's what it looks like now, wonderful new kitchen in its place. They did all of this in one day. One sad thing, unfortunately, the shed that they put up for us, there was a really severe storm the following weekend with incredibly high winds, and the shed is no longer, but they're promising to come back and put it up one more time. So what do we do up there? Well, we try and involve the community. Currently, we've got about 110 members in total, which really surprised the hell out of everyone, because we didn't know whether, as I said, we were going to lose our money or what was going to go on. Another thing that we found out was that, and one of the objections from ASV Council or some a small number of people, was in that it would divide the membership and of the ASV, and that we'd lose, if Mount Burnett Observatory was established as its own entity, that the ASV would cede members to it. And in fact, out of all that 110, I think there's 10 or less ASV members, 15, yeah, and they all have dual memberships. And so the ASV has not lost anything. In fact, it would have gained another 90-odd members out of it had we gone ahead. So this is members' night. Every Friday night we have members' night when the observatory is open, and it's open to first-time visitors. We invite you to come up. You know, please come up. There's no issues. And it's pretty well attended. Now, you may not be able to see people in the audience, but over here, even this gentleman has made it up there and has actually given a talk. So there's a good relationship between the ASV and Mount Burnett now, and my hope, at least personal, is to make it an even closer relationship as much as we can. As you walk in, you find your card and you put it on your lapel, so that you leave it when you go and you put it on when you walk in. It's actually a sneaky way of us knowing who's a member and who's not. So if you haven't got a card, we know. And after you visit a couple of times, we will tell you. Of course, even though we have really interesting speakers all the time, and we manage to access everyone from Andrew Prentice and Stuart Wyeth and Rosemary Mardling from Monash University and lots of other people. Supper is really the most important part of the night, and everyone partakes. No, but there's camaraderie, esprit de corps, friendship, all of those things, and wonderful Lamingtons and Rocky Roads at the end of the night. You don't have those at home all the time. Very seriously, we have lots of groups coming in. It helps us to raise donations for the observatory. Here's a school group. We go out to the community as well. This was at the Transit of Venus back in 2011. Out in Emerald in the street, quite a few hundred people went through there. During Science Week last year, we'd put on 5 nights of talks from high-caliber science astronomy presenters from local universities via our relationship with Castro and others, and there's Stuart Wyeth from Swinburne. And we do try and get our members young to join and indoctrinate them from the beginning. And even though in the beginning the observatory building was in the dark, I can pretty well say now that we're heading into the light and aiming for the stars. Andrew, did you have a question?
Where is it and what's the contact
info? Paternoster Road. We have a Facebook. It's 430 Paternoster Road at Mount Burnett, which is between Cockatoo and Gembrook. There's a Facebook page up, there's a website up, and there's also Twitter. There's tweets going out all the time as well. Barry, I thank you for your attention.